Lesson B. Developing listening skills. Listening. A talk with questions and answers. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 36.
Okay, now, let's welcome our guest speaker, Mark Johnson. Mark works for the city government. He manages the Parks Department.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yes, hello, I'm Mark Johnson. It's nice to meet you all. I wanted to talk to you about some of the benefits of parks. First, I have a question for you, though. Who goes to River Park?
I do. I walk through the park every day.
I sometimes go there on the weekends. In fact, last Sunday, there was a really good concert there.
Good, good. So I know you enjoy the parks, and you get some benefits from going there. I'd like to go into more detail now and talk about our research. First, one of the most common reasons people go to parks is for exercise. Yes?
Yes, that surprises me a little. What kind of exercise?
Actually, the most important type of exercise for most people is walking. Recently, research in the Netherlands and Japan found that people who live near parks, in other words, people who had good places to walk, were healthier than other people.
That's interesting. Why is it healthier?
Well, diabetes and high blood pressure were less common among people who walked, and they were less likely to be overweight. And besides the health benefits, parks provide social benefits as well. A recent study in Chicago showed that crime falls when there are more green spaces. The study looked at 98 apartment buildings and found that crime was 50% lower around buildings that had lots of trees and green spaces.
That all sounds great, but what are the drawbacks?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Okay, I'll speak up. I said, what are the drawbacks?
That's a good question. And, in fact, parks cost money. Cities have to buy land and build walkways and play areas, and they have to pay people to take care of the parks. But here's the thing. We know now that having nice places where people can spend their free time is very important. Healthy, happy people have fewer problems. So cities don't have to spend as much money on things such as police and medical care.
That's an important point. And I think there might be some questions. Anyone? Yes, Karen.